some social media posts from the Illinois Department of Transportation and some new signs suggested that that Kennedy project could be winding down for the year, but not so fast. Let's get the story from the Illinois Department of Transportation. Maria Castaneda joining us. Maria, good morning. What is the latest on that Kennedy project?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, just as a big reminder, obviously the overall Kennedy rehab project is taking place over three construction seasons. And what that kind of means is that, you know, each section, which is broken down into three sections, will start in early spring and be completed in late fall. So right now, we're working on the reversible lanes. Last year, we completed the inbound lanes. So those are currently under construction, and you're correct. We are seeing a lot of progress. But we still do have a lot more work to do. So what's kind of a little different here in the reversible lanes versus last year when we did the inbounds is we still, you know, have rehabbed all of those bridges and the roadway in between. But in addition, we're rehabbing the entire RevLAC system. And what is the RevLAC system? That's that reversible lane access control. In other words, the whole control system that controls the gate system, and in other words, you know, allows to change the direction of traffic, you know, so that in the mornings it's inbound, in the afternoons it's outbound. It also has more, as well as in addition to the gates, you know, you have the cameras there to make sure that, you know, everything's running smoothly, a whole bunch of electrical system for that entire 7.5 miles, as well as the main controls up in Schaumburg and also other controls there along the roadway. So, correct. A lot of work has been done. You know, you can physically, like, you know, obviously you'll see our guys down there driving in it, you know, because the roadway itself is completed. But, you know, there's still some striping to do. The signs are all installed, but the RevLAC system itself is what is real still, we're still working on. And, of course, that's a very important component of that whole system.
Maria, do you have a date when the project will stop for the winter?
Yeah, so basically I don't have an exact date to share with you at this time. You know, it's still a bit out there. But I would say very similar to last year, you know, obviously, you know, before the holiday season being Christmas to holiday, we're, you know, hoping, weather permitting. You know, we've had some really nice weather, so if it all holds out, a lot of the work, especially the striping, is very weather dependent. But we're still on track. We're on track right now to be the same as last year, you know, where we'll complete late fall. And then, you know, again, like you said, this is completed for this year. And then next year, we're going to be doing the outbound side. And then what folks can expect with that one is very similar to what they saw in the inbound. They'll still have four lanes, which means two lanes of the main line outbound, as well as then those reversibles will be to outbound only. But then they'll also, when we flip over and do the outer portion of those outbound lanes, we're going to have ramp closures, mm-hmm. very much like last year on that one.
And do you have a completion date for the entire project? Not that we're anxious or anything.
No, I don't, you know, I'm a city girl here too, so I use it myself, so understood. Yes, we're looking for the whole thing to wrap up, you know, in late fall of 2025.
A couple of questions for you, Maria. First of all, do you guys control that electronic message board? Because I have some ideas for messages, and I'd like to, you know, have some input into what you put on there. Is that your department?
Yes, that is our department. Unfortunately, we're happy to work with you, of course, Bob, but it's got to be within what the federal guidelines allow us. But, you know, feel free. Shoot me an email with your suggestions, and we'll definitely look into them.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you some things I think the drivers would like to see. And also, is there any way that you can give me a button here in our studio to control the reversible gates? Because sometimes I'm not sure, you know, which way the express lanes are going, and there are times when I would like it to be one way or the other, and it would be great if I had, like, a button here in our studio to override you.
Brilliant. Yes, no, I completely understand. I'd love one of those buttons myself, but unfortunately, it's a little more complicated than just a button. Like I said, there's this whole big system out in Schaumburg, as well as there locally, and there isn't just one button. Otherwise, you know, I'm on your side there. I would love one myself. But.
Yeah, because it's not like a schedule that you keep to by the minute, and it's the same every day with those reversible lens. It's not, is it?
It's fairly similar. So in other words, what you can typically expect is that, you know, obviously for the, you know, if when all things are open, you know, everything's open, say there's no construction, well, then the reversibles are open for the morning rush. So, you know, we have those two extra lanes for people coming in. And then sometime in the afternoon, I don't have the exact time, but later in the afternoon, then they're flipped over for that evening rush. Now, that being said, if there's like a big game or something like that, say, you know, a big sports event or a big event that's happening, then sometimes we'll tweak it because, you know, that's when a lot of times your traffic's almost even. So that's when our, you know, brilliant traffic engineers then have to kind of work through and figure that out. And then on the weekend, typically, you know, obviously it would be going out on Friday night, and at some point they will flip it over, you know, and Saturday around, again, sometimes it's early morning, sometimes later for people to come in to, you know, to enjoy the city over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But again, those are fine-tuned and adjusted depending on what kind of event is going on.
Well, we'll
so
just...
sort of a schedule, but sort of a little bit working with what's needed.
Yeah, I'll just be happy to get those express lanes back. Everybody will. Meantime, I'll send you some suggestions for messages we'd like to see on the expressways there. Maria Castaneda at IDOT. Appreciate your time this morning, Maria.
Always helping. Thanks so much, Bob.
You take care.